the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon and thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Mumba Tailash. The headlines. 560 new educational facilities being constructed. Veterinary Association of Zambia calls for vaccination of free-range chickens. In international headlines, rescuers search rubble for survivors after earthquake. And in sports, Ntala names provisional 34-member squad for Women Cup qualifier. And other news in detail. A political analyst and historian, Professor Bizek Piri, has backed the Patriotic Front, PF's decision to ban presidential endorsements ahead of the party's official leadership selection process. His comments come in response to the PF's announcement that no endorsements will be allowed before the party formally begins the process to elect its next president, stating that candidates who disobey instructions risk facing disciplinary action. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Professor Piri states that premature endorsements often create unnecessary divisions within political parties, adding that individuals pushing for their preferred candidates outside official channels only fuel internal conflict. Professor Piri points out that the PF missed an important opportunity to stabilize after its defeat in the 2021 general elections, stating that the party should have immediately gone to a convention to elect new leadership.
When the PF lost in 2021, and at that time, may he so rest in peace, the President Edgar Chagwalungu, who had served terms, the PF should have gone to a convention and elected. If they had elected, it was at a convention where from the constituencies people went and sat and elected a leader, they would not be in the situation they are today, because they would have a leader that they would have elected. But they went on. Now they are in a state where, because they did not elect a leader, you have all these divisions.
The Veterinary Association of Zambia, VAZ, has urged those keeping free-range chickens in residential areas to ensure they vaccinate their chickens to protect both the chicken and humans from disease outbreaks. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Ruth Mfune says it is important to have a veterinary officer check on the free-range birds once in a while to ensure the prevention of contraction, prevented diseases, as well as treat sick birds. Dr. Mfune says people keeping free-range chickens should also ensure that the animals are kept in a proper shelter designed for animals and is of the required standards and size to prevent the spread of diseases.
Well, they have to make sure that they are vaccinated against any vaccine, against any diseases that can be prevented through vaccination. That's one. Two, they can also try to have a vet regularly checking up on these animals. They need to engage a vet. Yeah. Then three, they need to make sure that the animals are kept according to where they're supposed to be kept. If you don't have a well-designed chicken structure, if you don't have a well-designed courthouse according to how it's supposed to be designed, then obviously you're going to end up having a lot of diseases coming in. Yes. And then, for example, for chickens, these are very sensitive. Chickens are very sensitive. They can easily contract infections from other animals, from humans.
The United Party for National Development, UPND, Western Province Media Team Coordinator Spooky Mulemwa says President Hakainde Hichilema's transformative development agenda rolled out across the country speaks at a pitch that only Bali can unseat him in 2026. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mr. Mulemwa says Zambians will indeed no doubt renew President Hichilema's mandate in 2026 as the infrastructure developmental projects are visible in all 156 constituencies. Mr. Mulimwa says the lives of Zambians are being transformed, which is evident of his commitment and political will to do the very best for the people who gave him the privilege to serve them as Republican president. He says President Hichilema's footprints are found in every part of Zambia, from Shangombo, Kanchibia, Kaputa, Gwembe, and Lundazi, as the new John administration continues to reinforce development through CDF and many social protection programs aimed at improving the lives of citizenry.
These facts on the ground speaks volumes about his focused leadership that indeed speaks to the aspirations of the people, particularly far-flung rural areas like Western Province, which is getting a fair share of the national cake. More so, President Hichilema's footprints are found in every part of Zambia, from Shangombo, Kanchibia, Kaputa, Gwembe, and Lundazi, as the new Dawn administration continues to reinforce development through CDF and many social protection programs aimed at improving citizens' lives.
Now, Minister of Education Douglas Yakalima has announced significant progress in the ministry's ambitious infrastructure rollout under the Zambia Enhancing Early Learning and Zambia Education Enhancement Project initiatives. A total of 560 new educational facilities are being constructed across the country under the two programs. Speaking from his office, Mr. Siakalima states that under the ZEEP program, 118 out of the targeted 120 secondary schools are currently under construction, with several nearing completion, while construction of the remaining two schools is expected to start soon. Mr. Siakalima says the schools are being constructed in more than 70 districts in all 10 provinces, ensuring equitable access to secondary education. The minister further notes that simultaneously the ZEEL project is driving the development of 440 early childhood education hubs and satellite centers.
Secondary schools is happening everywhere. We have 120 schools which were under World Bank. They are now at different stages, but particularly the Copper Belt, you'll find that they've reached an advanced stage, right? Which is part of the package itself that you can see. And what we did was that there are those 82 secondary schools which are dotted in a few provinces. So what we did in order to balance off, we made sure that those who had maybe 12, for example, certain provinces had 12 previously, we only gave them 8 or 10 in order for them to have 2. Copper Belt, we had having 0, we gave them 15. Northwestern and Western provinces, we had 0. We gave them 22, 21.
Kamala Ward Councillor Mainda Simata says the final phase of Lot 3 allocated for the rehabilitation of the dilapidated Kamala sections of the Ring Road Tokyo Way is underway and is set to be completed before the start of the rainy season. The civic leader was speaking when he toured the project site, stretching about 1.2 kilometers from Kamala SDA Church up to the Kafue Road Tokyo Way intersection point to check on progress. The project is being undertaken by Kaojin Contractors, a Chinese outfit contracted under the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development since 2023, and has so far completed over 2 lots, totaling over 7 kilometers of the Ring Road. Councillor Samarta has further added that he's engaged the contractor through local government to ensure that safety measures such as speed humps are put up in order to protect school-going children, churchgoers and residents who cross the Ring Road on a daily basis.
As area councillor for Kamala, I would like to confirm that phase 3 of the Ring Road Rehabilitation Project is underway, and this is about 1.2 kilometers, starting from SDA, Kamala SDA Church, up to the intersection of the Ring Road and Kafue Road, somewhere near Carousel Mall. I would further like to state that as area councillor, I have communicated with the Ministry of Local Government, which is actually spearheading this project and funding it, that we need to prioritize on safety features on that particular stretch of the road, because it passes through a highly populated section of my ward, and that's it covers compounds like Mississi, Kamala, New Kamala.